Okay, so what I want to discuss is basically the title, Ketores of Yom Kippurim, Ketores of the Five of Nim, and the Ketores Kol Hashana. I think what I'm basically going to do is, if you have a Maram Kol Hashana, I'm basically just going to go through the Seder HaAvodah here of the Ketores of the Five of Nim, each step of the way, and point out the differences that we see in the Ketores of the Five of Nim as opposed to the Ketores Kol Hashana, and some differences and some similarities. So as we go, we're basically just going to go straight through the Seder HaAvodah, and then at the end, hopefully we'll try to tie everything together and be mazir the differences and the similarities between the two Avodas. Okay, so the first thing that I really was thinking about was, first of all, in terms of the Cheftza, the fact that the Mishnah says, B'chol Yom it was Daka, and by Yom Kippur it was Daka and Adaka, so that seems to highlight the difference not only in the Seder HaAvodah, but even in the Cheftza that we use for the Ketores. The fact that for Kol Hashana, the Ketores only has to be Daka, but on Yom Kippurim there's a special need for Daka min HaDaka, that would highlight, you know, this distinction, not only in terms of the Maisa, but even in terms of the Cheftza. However, the Brisker Rav in the Ksavim, on Krisis Daf Vav Amud Beis, when the Gemara there speaks about this difference, we're supposed to say it every day. We say this every day in the morning. Someone told me that when Rav Shechter asked us our Bechina questions, the first one that he asked us to get into the Kol was he opened up a Siddur, and he asked us a question about Halal. But one of the members of the Chabura told me that when he opened up the Siddur, he was nervous that he was going to ask when's the last time he said all of Karbanos. So we say it every day. And the Brisker up there says actually that the din of Daka min Adaka is not really a din in the Cheftza of the Ketores that's brought on Yom HaKippurim. Actually, he seems to say that, you know, there's no shear for how small the Ketores is supposed to be. There is no shear of Daka min Adaka. However, the din is that it's a chilek in the Maisa of the Haktari Lifnai V'Lifnim. The fact that we have to re-grind the Ketores in order to then bring it Lifnai V'Lifnim, so that's not a din in the Cheftza of the Ketores, because there is no actual shear to how small it's supposed to be. I think he even points out that, you know, it could be that one year's Daka is smaller than the next year's Daka min Hadaka, because there is no shear to how small it's supposed to be. It just depends on how well you grind it. So it's really just a din in the Maisa Haktara that before we are Machnis, the Ketores, Lifnai V'Lifnim, we must bring it back to the Machteshes and grind it once again in order to then facilitate the Haktara. So what would look like a chilek in the Cheftza, it almost comes back to being a chilek once again in the Maisa Haktara. So I was speaking to Rumzak about this, so he mentioned that the Rav and Shum and Krisus definitely speaks about this. So I went back and found the Sefer, and he does speak about this in Krisus on the Avav and Beis. He donned on the same Shaila as Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says there, he's mistopic, what's the din when it comes to grinding it, minadaka, minadaka? The din when you grind it the first time has to be bakodesh. All the Maisa Haktara, Maisa of the Haktaras has to be bakodesh. It has to be done with the klisharis, with machteshes that we saw. Who was speaking about that? Chafino, we were talking about that, the machteshes. So the Brisker Rav is mistopic whether the din of daka, minadaka has to be carried out also bakodesh. Do you need the machteshes, the kedusha, in order to grind it the second time? Because since it's not a din in the cheftza of the Ketores to create the actual cheftza, but it's a din in the Maisa Haktara, so maybe there's no din that it needs to be bakodesh. So the Rav there increases on that Vav, also dons on this very shaila, and he proves from Rambam, he has two diukim in the Rambam, that it is actually a din in the cheftza of the Ketores, and it needs to be done bakodesh. The first rai that he brings is that the Rambam not only brings this din of Daka min Hadaka in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, but he also brings it in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, where the Rambam discusses all the dinim of the Ketores and all the different samanim. So among those dinim is not only the fact that it has to be Daka, but also the fact that on Yom Kippur the din is Daka min Hadaka. So that seems to point to the fact that even in Cheftza, in the Cheftza it's also different. He brings another raya, is from the Stimus Lashon Rambam at the end of those halachas when he speaks about the dinim of the Ketores. So the Rambam is so saying that all the avodas of the Ketores need to be done bakodesh. Seemingly, even that din of the grinding of the Ketores again, a second time, before bringing the Ketores to the Lifnai V'Lifnim, so that also must be done by Kodesh. That proves that side, that it's not only a din in certain the Maisa Akhtar, that it needs to be Huchzar L'machteshes, but also a din in the Chefs of the Akhtaris itself. So we see again, the two Mahalchim here, on whether or not this din of Daka and Adaka is really a chilik in the Chefs of the Akhtaris. One other thing I was just wondering is whether or not the din of Daka min Adaka is Ma'akiv. I looked around a little bit. I looked in Michas Chinuch. I thought that would be the first place to find it, but he didn't speak about it. The only place I did see anyone discuss it was in the Sefer Minchas Avram, like in a throwaway line. He just says it would be Ma'akiv midin chuka ksevei, and since the things that we speak about on Yom Kippurim, especially the Lefnai v'Lefnim, are Ma'akiv, so then this din of Daka min Adaka would also be Ma'akiv. But that's really all I saw. If anyone has anything to add about that, that would be helpful. But that's the only thing I saw about that. Then
it wouldn't have to be done by Kodesh?
Yeah. I think the Brisker Rav was saying that it's just a Maisa Shchika. But it doesn't. Yeah. So that's why it's just like the Ktoris needs to be prepared by Kodesh, so too the Daka min Adaka Ktoris to Lefnai v'Lefnim also must be prepared by Kodesh.
What's the other side? If it's
a Maisa,
then it would be...
He doesn't say that it's a Tchilas Akhtar, the Rishkarab. I think the way he says is that there's a Maisa Shchika that needs to be done. It's not Mitoros. Yeah, exactly. Part of the... I think that's how he says it.
There are some things that are directly relevant to the Cheftzes that are
that. We're going to get to that later. The Malashim.
Likicha Shnei Tzidim Kachas, which are the Gemara learns out of Rosh. The Gemara is also the head, it's not
Ma'akev.
Daka min Adakas, learn from Rosh. I'm not sure that Chukah
would apply to that.
Apply to that.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure.
What you mean is that the more that's a din of Hefza, the more likely it is that it's
Ma'akev. Yeah, exactly. The more that it would be, this is the chefta of the Torah that's necessary for Lefnai v'Lefnim, and it's totally different from the Torah of Kol Hashanah, so then maybe that would lend itself to being ma'akev more than the other side. So that's the first thing, just even before you even get to the Maisa of the Avodah itself, just the Dinam and the Chefta, Dakam and Dakam, this Din from the Brisker Rav and the Rav about this Shiloh. Okay, moving along in the Seder Avodas here, the next thing that the Kohen Gadol is going to do that relates to the Ktoris of the Tanai v'Lefnim is the Chateyas Kechalim. So there's a lot of talk about this, so we'll just jump right in. So the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis is pointing out the differences between the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim and the Avodah of the Kol Hashanah. And here the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Chol Yom HaYechodu B'Shal Kesef U'Mar B'Sof Shal Zav V'Yom Chodu B'Shal Zav U'Ba HaYamachnes. So there's a special din that even though Kol Hashanah, they would first do the Chataris Gechalim with Machta Shal Kesef and then be Ma'ar L'Toch Shal Zav. On Yom HaKippurim, a special din that you would do the Chataris Gechalim with the Machta Shal Zav and Ba Hayam Machnes. The Gurus Ari and Daf Mem Heim Ralph, just to go back for 1 second, the Gemara Daf Mem Dal Rebbe says that that's a din in Chul Shal the Kohen Gadol. Since we don't want the Kohen Gadol to get all worn out, so it's going to be more avoda for him to first do the Chataris Gechalim with a Shal Kesef and then be Ma'ar L'Toch Shal Zav. It's too much work, so we're Mekel on him and we just let him do the Chataris Gechalim with the Machta Shal Zav and Uba Hayam Machnes. So the Gros Ari on Daf Mem Hamad Aleph suggests that all the differences that we see in the Mishnah that are Mishum Chul Shal the Kohen Gadol would apply equally to the Ktoris of the Tanai V'Lefnim and also the Ktoris of the Heichal, because the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avodas hayom, and just like we know that he is also makdir the ktoris of the heichal on Yom HaKippurim, so he's the one who's going to then also be doing the chataris gechalim. So since he has to do both avodos, so the idea of chul shel kohen gadol should apply equally to the ktoris de heichal as well. So based on that, he assumes that all these dinim of chataris gechalim would apply to the ktoris de heichal as well. So the Mikdash David in Simen Chav Dalet. So where he's going through the Seder Avodah Sayom, so he asks on this Gurus Ari that, what do you mean? Just because the Kohen Gadol has a din, maybe the din the Rabbanan, that he has to be makdir the Ktoris in the Heichal, who says that he has to do the Chataris Gecholim for that? And he brings a Tosefta, it's Beferish, that even though the Kohen Gadol maybe does the Haktara of the Ketores to Heichal, he doesn't have to do the Chataris Gecholim. And the Ramban in Melchamos also says like that, that we see there was a Goral for the Chataris Gecholim. And in the end of that piece of the Grusari, he's Matmiya on the Balei Piyut, who seemed to incorporate this as part of one of the things that there was a girl for. But he says, based on these Gemaras, it should be that the Kohen Gadol has to do both the Chataris Gecholim and also the Ketores the Heichal. So that seems to point to the fact that the Chataris Gecholim has some sort of standing and is almost part of the Seder Avoda, even when it comes to the Ketores the Heichal. At least according to the Gevurah Sari. And the Mikdash Dov is saying, no, it might be true that the Chataris Gecholim of the Ketores the Lefnai v'Lefnim is necessary Ali Dei Kohen Gadol, but not necessarily that the Ketores the Heichal has to be done by the Kohen Gadol himself. So the Rav in Igor Sagrit, yeah.
Sorry, do you know where the Tosefta is?
I don't remember. I forgot to bring the Mikdash Dov with me, but he quotes it in Chav Dalad. So he quotes it there. So the Rav in Igor Sagrid in Perek Hei Halacha Hei by Avodas Yom HaKippurim, so he discusses this din of Chataris Gecholim, and he over there seems to be holding very strongly of the fact that the Chataris Gecholim on Yom of the Ketores Delfnai Velefnim has a chashivus to it, is a maimon, is part of the Seder Avoda, which he proves from the Gemara later on Daf Mem Ches Mubei is about Chishev Chataris Gecholim. There's a shiloh that the machshava could pass the Chataris Gecholim. That proves that there is a certain shem avoda, some gather to the Chataris Gecholim of Yom HaKippurim, as opposed to the Chataris Gecholim, the Kol Hashan. Based on that Havana, he's bothered by the following. The Tosus on Mem Vav and Beis has an opinion there that this machta shel kesef that they used, Kol Hashan, was not a klisharis. So based on this, the Rav is making a certain assumption that in order for something to have a din avoda, it must be done b'kli sharis. So the fact that b'kol hashana it's done b'kli chesef, which is not a kli sharis, according to this opinion in Tosus, so that would mean that proves that it doesn't really have a din avoda at all. So based on this, the Rav asks, l'fi this shita in Tosus, why does the Gemara have to come on to the fact that mishum chush the kohen gadol, that's why the Chataris Gecholim is only done b'machta shel zav? You should have a much stronger reason for the fact that you need the Machtash al Zav specifically. That's because it has a din avoda. And in order to for something to have a din avoda, for something to be done, the Torah's avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, you need a kli sharis. So the reason why you need specifically the Machtash al Zav in order to do the Chataris Gecholim of the Lefnai v'Lefnim is not because it's Chosh of the Kohen Gadol, it's a much more serious reason. And that is because since it has a din avoda as part of the Seder Avodas Hayom, so you also need a kli sharis in order to perform that avoda. And the Rav finishes that letter, it's in a letter to his father. He says, Kimdumali, that I have Torah about this, but I don't remember what it is. So that's what the Rav writes in the letter to his father. And on the bottom of that letter, they're a mitzayin to the Chedusha Gram Vagrid. So there, the Rav says a really schmack of shtickle, really very, like a real harifus. So the Rav there says the following. He there takes the opposite approach and assumes that in order for something to be a din avoda, it doesn't really need to be done by kli sharis. It could have a din avoda even if it's done without a kli sharis. So I'm actually just going to find it inside because his lashon is very... This is in the piece titled Bidin Chataris Gecholim. So there the Rav basically says like this. He's medayek in the Rambam, that the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim Perek Hei Halacha Chav Zayin seems to say that Machshava passes B'Chataris Gecholim B'Yom HaKippurim. And there the Rav is medayek that he's not mechalik between the Ketores Deflaim V'Lefnim and the Ketores Dekol Hashana. So he assumes that din of Machshava applies equally to the Ketores Deheichal and the Ketores Yom HaKippurim, but specifically on Yom HaKippurim. So he says, what's the difference? If in both cases, the Chataris Gecholim, both for the Ketores Delfnai V'Lefnim and for the Ketores Deheichal, have a maimed of Avoda, so then why should their machshava only passel when it comes to Yom Kippur itself? Why should the machshava not passel but the Torah the Kol Hashana every day of the year? Why does the Rambam only bring this din of Chisha v'chadai zivalim in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim? So here he says an amazing pshat. He says that in order for machshava to passel something, that is totally in Kli Sharis. In order for something to have a din avod, it doesn't need a Kli Sharis. But if you want something to be nifsal, al yidei machshava, it needs a Kli Sharis. The Hainu needs to have Kedushas HaGuf. Only something which has Kedushas HaGuf could then be nifsal al yidei machshava. So says the Rav, an amazing pshat. All year round, it's true. The Chatayis Chalom itself has a din avoda. But this avoda is being done without a Kli Sharis. So the Gecholim haven't yet been discouraged with Kedushas HaGuf. So Memela Machshava can't pass it. But on Yom HaKippurim, where even the Ketores Tehechel, the Chatayis Gecholim and Ketores Tehechel is done al yedei Machta Shel Zav Mishum Chul Shel Kohen Gadol, so now you have both Milas together. You have an Avoda. The Chatayis Gecholim, even for the Ketores Tehechel, is an Avoda. Plus now you're using the Machta Shel Zav, which itself is a Kli Sharis, and Memela, now Machshava is going to passel. That's the way, yeah?
The Rambam holds that Shkita P'yevet doesn't need a Kli Sharis. Bechora, the Rambam still thinks that when you do Shkita without the Kli, with a Saki Chapulin, or
that's because the Mestam of the Pshat is there because the Behemah already was in Skadish with Dushas Aguf, with the Akdasha before it. So,
and
what
mean,
the Rambam.
If it's not a, if it's not Kachi Kadasim, and it's only Kachi Kal, and it doesn't have Dushas Aguf until it goes on to the Be'ah.
Okay, I'm not sure. I guess we'll have to wait for 2 years from now. for Zalchen. So I don't know. I'm not sure. This is what he says over here.
Yeah, but Shechita, I think you're going to do Shechita, right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I mean, you, like, I tell almost every Chabur you ask the Shechita question, which is good. And you're gearing up. But Shechita is. Shkita and Shkita Lava Boda and Shkita requiring Klisharis and Shkita being one of the Dalit Avodos but you know being Kasha Lazar is a very singular halacha. So
the fact that there is that there can be Shnei Balim or Pigel or whatever Mishkita, even though it may not be
Klisharis. Shkita as the Tchila Stalin Avodos seems to have like a separate status. And I think that goes to a lot of the sugyas, but I think again it answers a lot of the questions to be asked.
Because it's the first of the Dalit Avodos.
It's first of the Dalit Avodos and it's Kobeya the Behemoth. In some respect, there's a Behemoth's conscience. But I think from our discussion that that's one of the things we have to do.
Yes, but looking forward to hearing what Rebbe has to say on it also.
Okay.
I want to hear what Rebbe or other people have to say than what I have to say.
Well, you're a modest man, but we're all looking forward.
Yeah.
There's a question about it's just happenstance that Caitlin, one is published and one is not published. Like, why
the Kol
Hashanah?
Why? If the Machlat, if it's always an Avodah, so then do the Avodah, and the Machshavah won't pass away, and so it happens to be that the Kisharis, like every Klizal has to be Kisharis, couldn't find it. Kisharis wasn't?
No, so I think what he's saying is, if
Ubaha Machnis, or that's the Machta, meaning the final Machta that the Gecholim are in, is a Klisharis, to be in the Kaddish, the Kisharis are good. So since you're not going to pour it into another one, so the one that you do the Chatayis Gecholim with has to be Kaddish. Yeah.
Isn't the Chafin and the Ketorah, this Chafin and the Gemara, whether the Yadayim or the Klisharis, and then the next piece is that Machshav is Bosa, the Gemara is Moshe. One is not telling on the other, the Safi, the next Safi. It's Shaykh to say, you need the Lino Paschal, Machshav Paschal, without having
I don't know. I'm just saying over what the Rav says here, and he assumes that the Din Machshav is probably in Dushas HaGuf, he has a Raya, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just not aware of the. I apologize. I'm just not aware of the din well enough.
That. Could be also those are up on Talia.
Right. Yeah. There are certain.
I thought they're two
sages.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not
if
sure.
If you assume it. One, maybe it's a kind of slow. I think that's what's up there.
Right. Does that work? We're good.
When the Rambam means Kedushas HaGuf again, does he mean like is that Yiddish or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
I've seen other Rambam use Kedushas HaGuf in ways also that it seems to be.
Again, it goes to what we talked about the other day. About the Rambam Shua and other things. Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Karmel.
Right.
Which is also relevant
to.
Yeah. Linyanenu, though, the reason why I was bringing this, I apologize for if I didn't have all the details clear. The reason why I was bringing this is because we see some conflicting evidence here, whether there is some type of din avoda to the Chatayis Gechalim, even by the Heichel. We see that by Yom HaKippurim, in terms of the Chatayis Gechalim, the Tzorech, the Ktoris, the Lachnaib, the Fim, so there's for sure a lot of evidence that it has some status as part of the Seder Avodas Hayom. The Shaila is, what about the Ktoris Deichel? Is this a difference between the Ktoris Delfnai Belefnim, or is this something that's very similar between the Ktoris Delfnai Belefnim and the Ktoris Deichel? On the one hand, the Gur Sari, at least on Yom Kippur, assumes that the Kohen Gadol is the one who actually has to do the Chatayis Gechalim both for the Ktoris Delfnai Belefnim and for the Ktoris Deichel. And Mikdash David, with the Tosefta and the Ramban, assuming that no, even Midr Rabbanan there's no Chiyuv for the Kohen Gadol to do the Chatayis Gechalim. It's only a hechsher for the Avodah. There's no din Seder Avodah Sayom, even Ad Kedei Kach, that the din of Kol Avodah Sayom and Ksheir Zalabo, even the Derabanan Deke din, doesn't apply to the Chatayis Gechalim, according to Mikdash David. That's the extremes. And then the Rav, in two places, seemingly have conflicting evidence here, whether or not there is some sort of din Avodah to the Chatayis Gechalim of Lufnai Lufnim and to the Ktoris Deichel, or only to the Ktoris Deichel, right? In the Igros, he assumes that it's specifically by Yom HaKippurim, that's why there's a Shiloh of Chishev, the Chatois Gechalim, Adaf and Chesem, specifically by Yom HaKippurim. As opposed to in the Chidush HaGram by Grid, where he assumes that there would be a din Avoda, even though it does, the only difference is just that it doesn't have a din Klisharis. Yeah.
What about the idea that that the Ktoris Shebehechel is different in Yom Kippur than it is Kol HaShana?
Yeah, so...
Which would explain easier.
Yeah, so that's what I was alluding to a little bit when I said the Gvur Sari at least assumes that by Yom HaKippurim the Kohen Gadol is going to be also doing the Chatayis Gechalim for the Ktoris Deheichel. So that is definitely a Makom L'chalik, that maybe even though the Ktoris Dekol HaShana might be totally different than the Ktoris Delefnai Belefnim, but maybe on Yom HaKippurim, where hopefully we'll get to, there is some almost very essential focus on this Ktoris Delefnai Belefnim, so that would also give an extra chashivus to the Ktoris Dehechel itself. So at least when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, maybe the Gurus Ari would assume that it has some sort of maimed. The Rav in this Chidush HaGramar Agri, it seems to hold that it's really the Ktoris to Kol HaShana. Even every day, the Ktoris does have a din avoda, but those are really three different possibilities here regarding the Shiloh. Okay, so moving along to the next thing that the Kohen Gadol is going to do. I know there's Chafina in between, but the Seder usually is Ma'akiv, but I'm skipping it till after the Brisker Rav. So I realized that I just skipped a section of the Avoda, and we're going to now talk about the Knisa, the Knisa and the Halacha of the Gechalim and the Ktoris. So this, I don't want to get into this too much. Yisrael spoke about this already, really, really beautifully. It's really great. But again, Reb Chaim, in this Tumenu Musafim in Perakim Halacha Gimel, so there Reb Chaim seems to make the distinction between the Ktoris to Kol HaShana and the Ktoris to the Tanai B'Lefnim, Le'inyan, the dinim of Knisa and Halacha, that when it comes to the Seder Avodas of Yom HaKippurim, the Ktoris to the Tanai B'Lefnim, the Knisa has a din of the Seder Avodas Hayom, as opposed to by the Ktoris to Kol HaShana. There's some extra din, extra maimin to the Knisas themselves. And the Rav echoes this also in the same, in the Igros HaGrid that that Yisrael quoted the other day, also in the same place, in Tzvinu Musafim, Gimel Gimel, the same idea that there's, specifically when it comes to the Ketores Delefnayim Lefnim, there's extra Hakpada, extra Dine Avoda, that as part of the Seder Avodas Hayom, that are included in the Knisa and the Holacha into Lefnayim Lefnim. I was wanted to also just put together here this with a Mikdash David. This Mikdash David in Simon Beis is very nogeya to Arabimud, actually, because the Gemara on Daf Lam and Tesimut Aleph discusses the Kalfi and whether or not the Kalfi was a Klisharis, is not a Klisharis, and the Shiloh about whether Kli'etz can it be a Klisharis, can it not be a Klisharis. So there, the Tos Yerushalmi is very bothered that even if you wanted to be Makdish this Kalfi as being something that has a Kedusha of a Klisharis, how would you do that? Since we know the Din is Avodas Mechan Chasan, so how could it be? There is no Avodah. Since we hold Agrola Lav Avodi, I'm not going to take stand on that one, but assuming that Agrola Lav Avodi, how in the world does the Kalfi become Kaddish B'Kedushas Klisharis? So the Tos Yerushalmi there says, no, it doesn't really mean that we actually be Makdish as a Klisharis. It just means that if we would be Makdish, people would think it's a Klisharis, and then people would get confused. But there really is no way to turn the Kalfi into a Klisharis since Hagrala Lava Voda. The Mikdash David in Simon Bey declares this Shiloh. What does it mean, Avodasam and Chanchasam? Does it mean specifically only something that has a din avoda can be Makadish something as a Klisharis? Or is it even what he calls Sheris? Just using the Kli for its purpose is enough to create a Kedushas Klisharis. So he proves it from many different places. The Rambam and others have this lashon. The pasuk that we learn, Avodasam and Chanchasam, is Asher Yisharsu Bahem. I think that's definitely Asher Yisharsu. Asher Yisharsu Bam Bakodesh, I think it is. Asher Yisharsu Bam Bakodesh. So, and the Rambam himself never used a lashon Avoda, he used a lashon Sheirus, which he thinks proves this mahalach that it's not necessarily the Avoda itself, which in the Kash B'Klisharis, but just the Sheirus alone is enough to give something the status of Kedushas Klisharis. And he asks a couple questions on the Tosfos Yerushalmi here. If you look actually in the Ritva here has two days about it, the Farish, about the Kalfi, whether to learn like Tosfos Yerushalmi, or you say no, since you're using the Kalfi in the way that it's supposed to be used, that's enough to give it a din Klisharis. So he brings a bunch of kashas on the Tosfos Yerushalmi, and one of the kashas is from a Gemara that we had earlier, that we know that the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears, Lefnai V'Lefnim, in the morning, in order to bring the Ketores to Lefnayim Lefnim, are different than the ones that he wears in the afternoon to then do Hotzas Kafu Machta. So he's bothered by the following Shaila. According to the Tos Yerushalmi, how are you Mekadish the big day Lavan that you wear, which are brand new, you never did anything in them, you never did any Avoda, how are you Mekadish these Begadim, and how do you have Chinuch on these Begadim in order to then go Lefnayim Lefnim? You didn't do any avoda in these big day lavan. Even if you're going to tell me the hotzas kava machta is an avoda, and that would be mischanich the begadim, still at the time of the knisa lifnai v'lifnim, the begadim that he's wearing haven't yet been mischanich. Since the begadim haven't yet been mischanich, that's like being nichnas lifnai v'lifnim mechusar begadim, which Tosu says is a chi of misa. So according to Tosu Yerushalmi, that the only way to be Mekadish something, B'Kedushas Klisharis, assuming again that the big day Kohen Gadol need to be a Klisharis, which is Machlokes Yerushalmi, but assuming that they have to be a Klisharis. So now, how can you be Mechanich, the big day Kohen Gadol, in order to be Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim? Elamad must be that since the only thing that it takes to be Mekadish the Begadim is Sheirus, which means the Levisha, once you're wearing them, that is the proper way of using these Kalim. And that itself is mechanech the big day lavan. But according to Tos Yerushalmi, that it takes real avoda to be mechadish the begadim, how can you be nichnas lefnai v'lefnim if you haven't yet done any avoda in the big day lavan? It's really great kasha. So what I was thinking at the time, and I saw later in some of the Akronim that he suggests this, is that no, even by the hotzos kafu machta, just like we said from Reb Chaim, that the knisus, the bia, letoch, kodesh hakadoshim, the Knesus and Yetzias have a din avoda as part of the Seder Ayom. So then maybe you could say that the Knesa itself into the Makom Kodesh Kadoshim, that itself is the avoda. So even according to Tosfos Yerushalmi, that you need mamash a real avoda, You could be mechanech the big day lavan ali day the knises. So this actually would extend the seder avodas not only to the din knisa when it comes to the haktara of lufnai v'lufnim, but even to the otzas kafu machta, which would be giving a certain maimid to the a certain maimid to not only the knisa's lutzorech haktara, but even for whatever the din of otzas kafu machta, which hopefully we'll get to later. Whatever that din is supposed to be, there's a chashivas to even that knisa in order to do the otzas kafu machta. Yeah.
So you just said that because it's ma'ak of the seder, that can turn into avoda.
No, I was saying that the knisos lifnai v'lifnim have a din avoda to them as part of the seder avoda sayom.
Okay, what avoda is in them other than the fact that they're in the seder sayom?
What do you
mean? Agrel is also said part of seder sayom, but it's not avoda. I'm saying I think that was exactly the problem with those yishanim. That it has to be a literal avoda, not just a seder hayom avoda.
Well, no, meaning you could say that the hagrel is part of the seder hayom, but it still doesn't have a din avoda v'chlal. What's ma'akev about the hagrel? I just don't want to get into the hagrel sugya too much. But in lamdas, what could be ma'akev about the hagrel, and I think the many achrim say like this, is the kvius of the seirim. The Mikdash David says like this: the kvius of the seirim must be done al dei kohen gadol. That is the part that's ma'akev in the hagrela as part of the seder hayom, but not necessarily the ma'isa avoda of the hagrela itself. So, meaning what I'm saying here is that more than the hagrela, the knisos of as part of the seder avodas hayom are give it a chashivus of an avoda itself, just like Reb Chaim was saying by the knisa, in order to be makdi the torah of the pnei v'lefnim. So too the knisa litzorech hotzas kafu machta, which according to many might have some type of din avoda, as Yisrael spoke about a couple days ago, might actually have a din avoda. So it's makshir even the knisa litzorech that avoda. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, biachoreis, those kind of things show that
right.
That you care about the specifics of how it's done. I mean, it's not just a heksher that it's done. The more specific. Because your question is a good question, because you're saying, but I think the point is not that everything that is done in the larger Seder Avoda is an Avoda, but in each case you have to examine, you know, what I guess it contributes and how much emphasis there is on how specifically it's accomplished, and I guess the more specific requirements of the Tzura, the more that the implication is that isn't just like a broad idea or a hechsher to the next step, but then it's a kiyum itself.
That's what I was trying to say with the Mikdash David, that Mikdash David is saying that what's ma'akir about the hagrela is not the ma'isa hagrela. It's
right.
The fact that the only way to be koveh which seer is alidei hagrela, and the kvias must be done alidei kohen gadol. So nimtza that the hagrela is ma'akir, but it's not the ma'isa hagrela.
Yeah,
that's not the part that we care about so much, right? That's
but here, the fact that you go frontward, you go backward, that we do care. So it's not just the means of being there or the fact that you're there, so you can get the next step. The more you emphasize those pratim, the more it sounds like that too is part of the
yeah. So again, just that Mikdash David with the Toz Yishanim, maybe that teretz that we're giving for the Toz Yishanim, maybe again highlights the particular Seder HaAvodah that's so necessary when it comes to the Ketores to the Pnei V'lifnim. Okay, so moving on a little bit, this is where I think it gets, this was a little bit of background, but here it gets a little more meaty. With this brisker of Lashma, the Shem Bailam and Lashma that we see by the Ketores to Kol Hashana, and the din of Lashma and the Shem Bailam when it comes to the Ketores to the Pnei V'lifnim. So,
sorry, when
yeah.
You were referencing Mikdash David Simon Beis, does that mean that Simon just Simon Beis or Havdalah Beis?
No, Simon Beis Os Aleph. I think I wrote Beis Aleph. So it's Simon Beis Sifkat and Aleph.
Okay.
In the Mikdash David, yeah. This is like Simon Beis, not Havdalah, yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to take you through how I came across this. I think it'll make the discussion more rich. So the Gemara Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph says the following lashon from a brisa. Pasuk says, "V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso v'ad kol kahal Yisrael." Kaparaso kodemes the kaparas beso. Kaparas beso kodemes the kaparas achavakoanim. The kaparas achavakoanim kodemes le kaparas kol kal Yisrael. So, what is that referring to? What din, what avoda are we referring to here when we're speaking about something that's mechaper ba'ado, ba'ad beso, ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael? Because there is no one specific avoda, seemingly, that's mechaper on everyone. There's kapara for ba'ado, ba'ad beso, by the par, and then ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael by the seir ha'mishtalech. So, what exactly is the Gemara referring to here? So, the Toz Yishonim and the Ritvah and the Gemara are very bothered by this. The Toz Yishonim has two pshatim. The first pshat the Toz Yishonim says is that it's actually teaching you a totally different din. It's just telling you regular dinim. I forgot where the sugi is. I think it's Gemara and Horios. That that there's a certain seder of kedimus who gets to bring their korban first. So if the kaparoso, if the kohen gadol has to bring a chatos, so then that would come first before the other chatos that are necessary to bring that day. So similar, a little bit of a random limud from this pasuk by Yom HaKippurim, but since it doesn't really mean anything by Yom HaKippurim, it's almost like an Eino Inyan that is referring to that din in the Gemara and Horus. The second teretz that he gives is that it's an Eino Inyan, it's an Im Eino Inyan to the vidui of the par, and then the vidui of the Seir HaMishtalech. It's not really referring to the Ketores at all. It's referring to, specifically, the dinim of vidui on the par, Kohen Gadol, and the par, and excuse me, and the Seir HaMishtalech. That's the Toz Yishonim. The Gvuras Ari, I was very bothered by this Gemara, as with the Rishonim. And he says his own pshat. So he says in the beginning of Zvachim, again, in 2 years, that the Gemara in the beginning of, I'm trying to hammer that home. I didn't vote for this year, but I guess in 2 years, I'll take a stand.
Well, either,
yes. So the Gvura Sari says from the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim, so there's a din, Stamal Lishmar, Stamal Lishayim Bailim. But even though that's true, there's still a mitzvah to be makriv the shem bialim. Says the Gurus Ari, that's what's going on in our Gemara. The Ketores Tilefnai V'Lefnim is going to be mechaper for everyone. As the Gemara says here, it's mechaper for the sin of Lashon Hara. So the Gemara is actually telling you that even though it's not ma'akiv to have the shem bialim in mind as you bring the Ketores, but L'tzorich mitzvah, we tell you that you should, the Kohen Gadol should have in mind Kaparas himself, Kaparaso, Kaparas Beso, Kaparas Achav HaKohanim, and Kaparas Kol Yisrael, specifically in that order. So that even though it's not Ma'akiv, but there's still a mitzvah to be Ma'akiv the Torah, the L'fnai V'Lefnim, L'Shem Bailim. That's what the Gurus Ari says here regarding the Torah, the L'fnai V'Lefnim. Now, Briskerov, in the Kedushin, so the Briskerov in Kleah Mikdash, Perek Beis Alachas Ches, this piece is very important when it comes to the whole din of the Ketores Kol Hashana, and we're going to be quoting this heavily for the next little bit. So, the Briskerov assumes that when it comes to the Ketores the Kol Hashana Kula, there is no din shelo lishma or shelo shem bialim. He actually quotes from Reb Chaim. We're going to get to why this is soon, but just to get this din out there in terms of the din lishma, we're going to get back to Hezra Advarim soon. But the way the Rishon Rav says b'shem Reb Chaim, he says for initial hagana chasid al k'tor shehukdero shelo lishma im shayich ba hadin delo also lebayim l'shem chova. When it comes to the Maisa Akhtara of the Ketores to Hechel, is there a din shelo lishma that's lo alo lebayilun shem chova? Which would mean that it doesn't work for Kol Kal Yisrael and you have to redo the Ketores. So Reb Chaim said, Beheshiv diyesh lomar dein tzarech lahakdir Ketores shnia dekvar nestaima hamitzvah. Reb Chaim assumed that when it comes to the din of the Ketores to Hechel, there is no requirement, seemingly, for lishma. At least b'di'evet, if you would not, you would be makrivit shelo lishma, there would not be a din of lo alo l'bayim l'shem chova. That's when it comes to the Ketores de'hechel. So I saw in the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he asked the following kasha on the Gurus Ari. The Gurus Ari was assuming that the Gemara on Mem Dal was just teaching us that when it comes to the Ketores de'lefnai v'lefnim, there's a din that it needs to be hukrav l'shem Bailin. There's a mitzvah, l'chadchila, even though it's still going to be kosher, there's still a mitzvah to be makriv, makhtir, l'ktores, l'shem Bailin, and that's what the Gemara is referring to here on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph. But l'fi this briskerov, b'shem Reb Chaim, we're going to get to the Hezber again soon. Why should there be a din of l'shem Bailin, even the mitzvah maybe? There is no din when it comes to the ktores of l'shma. And if that's true, how could the Gurus Ari say that that's what the Gemara over here, Amen Dalam and Aleph, is referring to? If there's no din l'shma when it comes to the Ktores, so how could the Gemara then say the Chaper Ba'ado Ba'ad Beis Ba'ad Kol Kal Yisrael is referring to the Ktores to Lufnai V'Lufnim? That's the Kasha that he asks. The suggestion to answer, and this is really where I first got started thinking about this topic, he suggests that maybe there's a difference between the Ktores to Heichel and the Ktores to Lufnai V'Lufnim. So that's the Tzuras HaDvarim. Let's get back a minute to the Hezra Advarim. What would be the pshat? Why would there be a difference between the Ktores to Hechel? What is the pshat that by the Ktores to Hechel there is no din, l'shma, or shalol l'shma, that lo olu l'vayim l'shem chova? And why would it be different when it comes to the Ktores to l'fnai v'l'fnim? So in this piece, Bishkarov is really speaking about the shir of the Ktores. We're going to get back to the shir soon. Bishkarov says the following. I think on the Mar Makomas I put down something about who's chayiv in the Ktores, so we'll start with that, because that's how the Briskerov really introduces this topic. So he's medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Chavches, which is the mitzvah of lahakdir Ktores, says the following: Shetziva haKohanim lahakdir Ktores b'chol yom pamat. So the Kohanim are mitzuva to be makdir the Ktores twice a day. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Karban Tamid, Mitzvah Lamites, the Lashon Rambam is Shetzivanu Lahakriv B'Mikdash Shnei Kvasim B'nei Shana B'chol Yom Ve'elu Nikraim Tmin. Shetzivanu, the Chiyuv is Mutal on the Tzibur. Like all other Karban Tzibur, the Chor, the Pshat is that Klal Yisrael's Mitzvah to bring the Karban, just they can't bring the Karban themselves, so the Kohanim have to carry it out, they're the ones who do the Avodah, so they practically bring the Karban, but they're not the ones that are Mitzvah in the actual mitzvah. It's Klai Yisrael's mitzvah that's carried out by the Kohanim. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Haktaris Haktaris, the Rambam says he focuses on the Kohanim themselves. And he points out the same thing when it comes to the Sefer HaChinuch, makes the same distinction. So the Rishkarav explains in the following way. The Ktores, the Heichel, every day is different than the actual din of Hakravas HaKarbonos, of Karbonos Tzibur. The Kol Karbon Tzibur, Kmot Tzminim Musafim Chadome, Iker Dinam, Hu Din Chi of Karbon. The Iker Din of a Karbon Tzibur is that it's a Chi of Karbon. Shat Tzibur Chayavin Be Karbon Ze, Kmot Kol Mechuyav Be Karbon Shal Yachid. The Tzibur is Mechuyav to bring this carbon. Umitzvasa miskayemes aidezeh shatzibur miskaprimba. The mitzvah of the carbon is that it carries out a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Va carbon ola lahen kechol carbonas akraven v'olam balein. The carbon is ola l'shem bailin, the hainu l'shem kol Klal Yisrael. Aval lokein mitzvahs haktores. Ikr mitzvasa husheye mimena maisa haktara b'chol yom. The mitzvah of the Ktores is to have a Maisa Haktara done to it every day. Kidechsiv Bikrav, the Hiktir Alav Aaron Ktores Samim Baboker Baboker. The Ein Lechabab in Mitzvasa Elechiv Maisa Haktara Bilvad. The mitzvah of the Ktores is not the Kapara which is then achieved Al Yidei this Karvan, and that itself is the mitzvah. No. The Maisa Haktara itself is the mitzvah. V'zeu kol etzem kiyum mitzvasa, ma'asha haktores nikteres al mizbeach v'chol yom. Yeah.
Does he discuss what type of kapara one gets from, say, a carbon tummy?
No.
Is there a raya that one does get kapara from?
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I hear what you're asking. Sorry. V'yoser ein l'arba. And then he quotes this from Reb Chaim, that the Lashma is not ma'akid. And there's no din of Shalom Shem Chova. Why? because the Kfar Niskai Ma Mitzvah. So there is nothing else. It is the Maisa Haktara. It's not the fact that it achieved something on behalf of the Tzibur, that the carbon was Hukra Vayde for the Tzibur. No. The mitzvah is that there should be a Haktaris Haktaris. So there is no din of Lo Alu Labailim Moshem Chove. As long as the Maisa Haktara was done, the mitzvah has been fulfilled. That's why he says the Rambam formulates the mitzvah as being on the Kohanim, because the mitzvah is that the Kohanim should be Machzir Haktaris. It's true that achieves some kapara for Klai Yisrael, but that's not the Ikar Kiyam HaMitzvah. The Ikar Kiyam HaMitzvah is that the Kohanim should be Makir with Torahs every day. That's the Hezber of Biskarov in the din of Torahs to Kol Hashanah.
I think the main point also isn't the kapara. The kapara is just a way, I think, of highlighting that there's a din of Bibles.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering on. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not coming to say the kapara is the main point of the carbon, but that it's been the carbon has been hooked up for the Bible, like by every other
Shema,
carbon.
Whether it's the shame carbon or the shame violin, is connected to the Bibles.
Right, right,
the carbon.
Right. There's already mentioned in the Zvachim Shir, that Mach.
Right. Well, that even shame violin.
Right, right.
So it goes back and forth. But right.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's the.
Yes, it answers that part of it. That is the way that the Rizvah is mazbir this. So now, if we're going to suggest that possibly the din of the Ktoris to Lefnai Lefnim has been different from the din of Ktoris to Kol Hashana, so it would be highlighted by this distinction, that the din of the Ktoris to Heichal, the Kol Hashana, is really just a din Maisa Haktara, as the Rizvah explained, and from the Chai. That the Ikar Kiyum HaMitzvah is just Aliday the Maisa Haktar, not Aliday any Maisa Avoda of Hakravas HaKarban and the Karban's Olish, the Bible of Hashem Chova, but the Maisa Haktar alone is what is Mekayim the Mitzvah. As opposed to maybe when it comes to the Ktoris to Lefnai V'Lefnim, it has some Maimed as a Karban that the Ikar is that it should be in the Skaper for Klal Yisrael, it should be brought on their behalf. Just maybe a riot to this, if you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Mem Tes, which is the Mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it's very clear that the Seder, Avodas Hayom, is Hushat Tzivanu. Just like the Bishra pointed out when it comes to the Karban Tamid, the Ikar Chiyav is on Klal Yisrael to have the Avoda be done on their behalf, the Shem Bailim, just like we saw by the Karban Tamid. As opposed to the Din of the Ktoris Teheichel, which is really a Mitzvah on the Kohanim to do the Maisa Haktara, and that then has effect for all of Klal Yisrael. That would be, this is Sotus de Kechilik, just a heart on the side. If you look in Sefer HaChinuch, actually, when Sefer HaChinuch brings the mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, if I'm not mistaken, he says, Shetzu HaKohanim Lasas HaAvoda Bayom. So that would kind of mitigate this diuk, but at least in the Rambam, you have this chilik again, both in Sefer HaMitzvot and maybe in Lumbus, that we see some maimid of a carbon, like a regular Akravas HaKarbon, by the Ktoris de Lefnai V'Lefnim. Okay, does that make sense?
Once again, depending on what you said about, I guess, the other issue, the possibility that on Yom Kippur,
right, that the
Ktoris and the Heichal also may be
right.
Part of, again, because it's part of the Avodah, because it's part of Kohen Gadol, maybe because the original Ktoris had in mind, the Mizbeach Hazav, which itself is connected to,
right.
For whatever reasons that you, whatever it'll be,
right.
That you might say that as well.
Right. Again, so depending on how we said it before, so it's going to come, I think this is...
And then the sugya could be about both Ktoris.
Right. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Meaning, since we're speaking about Yom HaKippurim, and if somehow the Ktoris on Yom HaKippurim becomes magnified to take on characteristics almost of the Ktoris of Lefnai V'Lefnim, then even the Ktoris de Heichel on Yom Kippur might have this special extra din of Karbon and Lashem Bailim, which would apply even to the Ktoris de Heichel, specifically on Yom Kippur. Right? That's the point I was making, yeah. Okay, so that's in terms of the Chilik, in terms of the Maisa HaKtara, as opposed to the HaKravas HaKarban aspect of the Ktoris de Lefnai V'Lefnim. Based on this Brisgarav, so I wanted to maybe connect this to the Shir that we see when it comes to the Ktoris. This piece in Brisgarav is actually about the Shir of the Ktoris. The Shir, Manu, Pras, and Rambam, Kazayas. What exactly is the Shir when it comes to the Ktoris, the Heichel, the Kol Hashanah? So there, the Brisk Rav basically says, this is the last paragraph in this piece. So I'm just going to read you the Lashon because I think it'll help for our Havana of the next part of the Chaburah. So he says, Al kopanim lamad midibay rama. The Deikar Abdin, Shani Ktaris Mishar Karban Tzuwar. The Deikar Kiya Mitzvotsif Hu Rak Bim Maisa Ktar Levad. So he says, based on this, Lefiza Shaper Nucha Lomar Kmosha Kasam Lamala, the Gama Shiurin, Shanemru Biktores, Du Humanu Upras, Hakol Al Kiya Mitzvotsif, U Maisa Ha Ktar Shalom. The shiurim of manu pras that you bring every day is not a din in the shem karban shavo, because all it is a maisa haktar. They're shiurim in how you're mekayim the mitzvah of the haktaras haktaras. So based on that, he explains that's what the Rambam holds, that if someone is mefatim haktaras for themselves, the Rambam says you're chayiv even mekazayas. Even if you don't make a full shear that's necessary to bring the Torahs, even if you make a kezias of it, as well, or I don't even think he gives a shear of kezias. As long as you make any amount, is that correct? Yeah, I think he says there is no din shearim. The Rambam doesn't even mention a shear when it comes to that din, because any little bit of the Torahs has a shame ketoris. There's no shear to the shame ketoris shalom. It's just a din in a maisa mitzvah hakrav. So mimela, if that's true, so as long as you make any amount of the ketores, as long as it's in the right proportions, that's called making a chefta of ketores. Because the shiurim were only said le'inyan the maisa haktar. That's how the Brisk Rav explains this din in the Rambam of the shiurim that are said by the ketores. There's no shiur to the shem karbon of the ketores, again, because there is no hakravas hakarbon. All there is a shear in the Maisa Mitzvah, Latis Ba Yidecha Vasa. And Mimela, in terms of the din of making the Torahs, any amount of Torahs that you make is already enough to be called a Shame Ketores. What I was thinking, based on this, is that maybe the shear in Melol Chafnav is more than just the shear in the Mitzvah of the Haktara of the Ketores Lefnayim Lefnim, but actually it has integrates into the actual din of the Ktoris Lefnayim Lefnim, and actually gives that shear is koveya the amount of the Ktoris that's necessary for the shear Avodas HaKarban, the Avodas HaKtara of the Ktoris Lefnayim Lefnim. So for this, as I thought of this, I remembered that there's a Rambam like that. So the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, says the following. This is talking about the Dine Zar. For what is a Zar Chayiv Misa for doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam says the following. Ketzer ala Haktara. Hikdir Evarim. O Kometz o Levona al Mizbeach. Hafilu hachu ve Evarim shalom yisachlu v'kar shirfasan Chayiv Misa. So the Rambam says, if you are makter anything on the Mizbeach, hushi akter kizayis. The shear of being makter anything in the Beis HaMikdash is a shear of kizayis. As long as he's makter kizayis, it's chayav misa. What about when it comes to the ketores dehechel? The chayin imikter ketores al mizbeach azav, mishayachter kizayis chayav. As long as you're machter kizayis on the mizbeach azav, the zar is chayav misa. Aval hamachter ketores shel yom hakipurim bekodesh hakadoshim, eino chayav misa aleh ad sheyachter melo chafnov, hashir hamefurish betorah. Says the Rambam, when it comes to the chayav zar for doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a difference between the ketores dehechel and the ketores delefnayim lefnim. In order to be chayiv for the ketores dehechel, all he needs to do is be makdir a kezayis on mizbeach hazav. However, when it comes to the din of the zar being makriv or makdir the ketores delefnayim lefnim, the shear is melo chafnav. So in the Chiddush HaGram HaLevi, which I think Itamar for helping me find, I couldn't find it for a while. It's pretty helpful. So he says the following. The shear melo chafnav is not just the shear in the maisa haktar, because the chiyav zar is totally in the fact that the zar does avoda. We'll get to the raya in a minute. The shear of melo chafnav is a shear in the karban. There, in that piece, just to explain for a second, that piece Rav Moshe is bothered by the following problem. The Rambam here says that in order for a Zayar to be chayiv for the Ketores del Tanayv Lefnim, he has to bring Meloh Chafnav. The Rambam, in Ovis Ma'isah Karbonos, in Perek Yuches, Halach Yud Aleph, when he speaks about the Chiyuv Chutz, the Rambam there says that if you're Makter, the Ketores del Tanayv Lefnim, Bachutz, it sounds like he's saying any type of Ketores, you're chayiv v'gezayis. The Mishnah Malach already asked the Stira. So what's the difference between the Chiyuv Chutz, where you're chayiv even v'gezayis, and the Chiyuv Zar, where you're chayiv only b'Meloh Chafnav? So there, Moshe says that there's a difference between the geder achiyuv of chutz and the geder achiyuv of zar. The chiyuv of chutz is talking just a maisa haktara. As long as you do like a maisa shchita, a maisa, something that has chashivas as a maisa, that already is enough to be mechayiv you for avodah b'chutz. So kezayis is the shir and chashiv for haktara. So even when it comes to the keteres of lefnai v'lefnim, if you're machtir, even a kezayis, still going to be chayiv. However, when it comes to the Chiyuv Zar is totally in the Zar doing Avoda. And the Shir Meloh Chafnav, says Rav Moshe, is a Shir in the Avoda of the Ketores Delefnai Belefnim. So now, we just showed the following. When it comes to the Din of Haktores, I think this fits beautifully with the Brisker Rav, there is no Shir of the Karban of the Haktar, because all there is, in order to be considered the Avoda of Haktores, all there is a Maisa Haktara. So even when it comes to Zar, where the Chiyav is specifically for doing the Avoda, he's still going to be Chayav the Kezayis. Because as long as what he's doing has a Chashivas of a Maisa Haktara, that is the Avoda of the Ketores. The Avoda of the Ketores is to do a Maisa Haktara, and that's it. However, when it comes to the Din of Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim, it's more than just a Maisa Haktara. It's an Avoda of a Shear of the Karbon. Whatever that means, which we'll get to hopefully later, the carbon of Lefnai of the Ketores, the Lefnai Lefnim, the shame carbon Shavo, the shear of that Avoda is the shear Meloh Chafnav. So again, it highlights the difference between the Ketores to Heichel and the Ketores to Lefnai Lefnim. Especially if we go with this Mahalach, that the Iker Avoda of the Ketores to Heichel is specifically the Haktara, the Maisa Haktara. As opposed to the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim, is brought on as a karban on behalf of Klal Yisrael, as we explained when it comes to the din of Lishma and Lashem Bailim. So this also would be a distinction when it comes to the shir. The shir of Meloh Chafnav is built in to the din avoda that there is by the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim, because it's an avoda ha-karban, just like all other karbanos sibur. As opposed to when it comes to the Ketores De'echel, the shir there is just a shir in the Maisa avoda. That make sense? Yeah. So it relates back a little bit to Yoni's chabur about the status of the machta, and about whether it has a shame as beach or something along those lines. But yeah, I wasn't sure about that. Also, the makum haktara is different.
It makes something very different.
Right, it definitely makes it different.
But less, or a thought less of a karban.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not, when I say karban, I'm not sure if I mean it so meduic that it's actually a karban, but the way in which
it's
it works.
Haktara,
it's yeah, it's not a mice haktara. That's why I'm.
Maybe it's a little chapter show.
Right, not
which
just
has
the,
its own rules, but what yeah. You care about the chapter, you don't care about doing a Maisak far from it.
Right,
that's the way to do it. Is
I was borrowing the term carbon.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was borrowing the term carbon just to highlight it as
to contrast it.
Contrasted with, yeah, not like the Brisker Rav shot by Ketores to Heichel. In general, that's a nice
idea.
But yeah, exactly. But the Lashon Karban, I think, wasn't so medieval. I apologize if that is confusing. Yeah.
Was your question that if it was, since it's brought in Klisharis, nothing's bad, that shouldn't happen? Thank you.
all of what you do that applies to the flu, it does not apply to the flu in the same way, because it's a free shari, it's not a bad statement. It's one that's bad, it's just free shari.
It's a big deal. It's a big discussion with it, it's a clean.
That's one of the legendary words with high ritzvah, high kli shari.
That's it.
Yeah.
A huge discussion. I think we made reference to it earlier on the conference. It's a big, big discussion.
Okay. So that's when it comes to the din shir. Just a one question that I saw that Achron Dan is on this Rambam. When the Rambam says that your zar is chayef for, yeah.
Does a korban need to have a mizbeach? Itamar was talking about the seer mishaleach. He never, I don't think, he ever mentioned that soap is the hesitant mizbeach.
I was thinking the same thing.
Additionally, Pesach Mitzrayim, I mean, maybe was the doorpost really the mizbeach, or maybe there was no mizbeach at Pesach Mitzrayim either. I imagine Pesach Mitzrayim was a korban.
The Medrash does say that
I'm not sure. So just one thing that the Achron Dan on this Rambam, and I think it's going to be relevant for later, so I'm bringing it up now, is, again, we said that if a Zar is Makdir Ktoris, so he's chayiv me, so only the Melo Chafnov. So who's Melo Chafnov is he chayiv for? So at one point, there's a little bit of a problem here, because if the Kohen Gadol does the Chafina, and then he gives it to the Zar, which hopefully he wouldn't do, but let's say he did that, so then it's like Nishbach, which passes the Chafina anyway. So then the Zar is not going to be chayiv for that, because it doesn't have a Din Avodah. And if it's his own Melo Chafnov, he does the Chafina, and then he brings it in, so how does that work? That it's supposed to be Melo Chafnov of the Kohen Gadol. So where exactly do you have, how is this din ever shaykh? So I think the Chazon Ish dawns on this. I'm going to leave it as a question now, but hopefully we'll get back to it a little bit later in the Chabura. Okay, so that's when it comes to the Shir. There's one other part of the Seder Avodah here, which I think is very important in this discussion, and that is the din of Nismala Kol Abayis Kulo Oshin. So Yisrael mentioned in his Chabura the Rav had letters to the Brisker Rav. It's really amazing. If I'm not mistaken, the Rav wrote this letter to the Brisker Rav when he was 18 years old, which is really cool. It's like mind-boggling. So he wrote this to the Rav when he was 18, to the Brisker Rav. And there, the Rav suggested that the din of Shehiyah, that the fact that the Kohen Gadol has to remain in the Kodesh HaKadoshim until in this Malach Kol Abayis Kulo Ashan, is a din in the Shehiyah and the Yetzias and the Bios, Lefnai V'Lefnim, that have a Maimid, as we mentioned earlier, on Yom HaKippurim. The Brisker Rav, in his letter back to the Rav, actually argued and assumed that no, this din of Nismala Kol Abayis Kulo Ashan is not a din in the Knesses and Yitzios and the Shehiyah, the Makam HaKadosh, but it's actually a din in the carbon itself. In the Ktoris itself, there is a din that it's necessary to create Nismala Kol Abayis Kulo Ashan. As opposed to the Ktoris de Heichel, where Alatim Raso is just a din in the Shir of when Nasas Mitzvaso, the Indian Mil and other things, but there is no din to be Mala Ashan when it comes to the Ktoris Deichel. The din is a Maisa Akhtara, which fits very well with what he said earlier. The din is a Maisa Akhtara, and that's just a side point. The real Avoda is completed once you actually put the Ktoris on the Gechal, and that's it. That's the whole Avoda. However, when it comes to the Ktoris de Lefnai V'Lefnim, the din Avoda Shavo is to create a status, a Masav of Nismala Kol Abayis Kulo Ashan. And based on Reb Chaim, we assume that there's a din to stay in the Makam HaAvoda until the Gemar HaAvoda. So the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to stay inside the Kodesh Kadoshim until Nismala Kol Abayis Kulo Ashan is because the Gemar HaAvoda is really only with that status of Nismala Kol Abayis Kulo Ashan. So this is a major difference between the Ktoris de Lefnai V'Lefnim and the Ktoris de Kol Ashana, again highlighting the fact that by the Ketores, the Kol HaShana, it's really only just a Maisa HaKtara. And as long as you put the Ketores on the Gecholim, that's already Kfar Nasis Mitzvaso. However, when it comes to the din of the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim, there's an extra Kpeda on Nismala Kol HaBayis Kulo Ashan. That is the Gemara Avodah. Only after that Matzav has been created have you then finished your Maisa HaKtara. So that, I think, is very important distinction when it comes to this this din, yeah.
So it sounds like what you were saying that last point is that it's in terms of the mice they can finish, the coin bubble needs to be there.
Yeah.
Is there a tzad also to say that maybe he needs to be there not as the bala mice but as part of the, I don't know if heft is the right word, that you need to have a coin gadol not as the bala mice but as coin gadol be in the bias when it's not like cool.
Do you mind repeating that? I'm not sure I understand.
Meaning, the Kohen Gadol does the Maisa, and quite, you know, the way you're formulating is he needs to be in the
Malkum
HaAvodah. He needs to be there until it's done.
Yeah.
An alternate way of saying it is
part of the Avodah, you're saying, is that
right,
the Kohen Gadol
is
there.
By school, Hashem, while the Kohen Gadol is there. Not as the Baal Maisa, but as the Kohen Gadol.
Ah, I can hear that, yeah. That might, yeah. We'll hopefully get back to something along those lines. I think some of the Achron done on the following. Let's say the Kohen Gadol becomes a Baal Mum. Kodem Nismala Kol HaBayis Kulo Ashan. So that Bechor might have something to do with this Shaila. Because as part of the Seder Avodah, does the Kohen Gadol have to be there as part of the Avodah that Nismala Kol HaBayis Kulo Ashan with the Kohen Gadol there? Or is it just a Tanai that he's just not allowed to leave the Makom HaAvodah until the Avodah has been finished? So that Bechor would be telling him this Shaila. I wasn't going to mention that, but it's pretty much fine. Yeah, so hopefully we'll get back to that a little bit later.
Are you suggesting that the Reb Elbel's expansion here is the equivalent of what the Menachas Avraham is saying? Or does that work well
with the Knesses?
No, they did a little say Lishma and those things.
Yeah, so I thought that would... At first, I just put them down next to each other, not as having anything to do with each other, but I'm thinking, and hopefully we'll get there, that they might be part and parcel of the same reason.
Because it could just be that you have an expanded view of what... That it's true that Maisak Torah probably is over earlier,
mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in more of a Shem Avodah, I guess, or a Gemara Avodah.
I mean,
but
the Gemara Avodah could be later, even though the Maisa Avodah has been...
No, I'm saying, I think that part is, I think, what you're saying, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Kol HaShana, you have just Olatum Rosso.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's just what it is. And here you have to, you know, there's an aspect afterwards also, so it isn't just the Pu'ula. But that does that also lead you to as far to say that it's a Cheftza Shel Korban, is what I'm asking.
Right, yeah.
Or something like that.
I don't think it's necessary... They're not. They don't. One doesn't follow the other, but I was maybe going to suggest later why they might be linked. But yeah.
If you go against, I could have even seen like working against that a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Which shows it's not like a regular carbon. It's not because it created a certain tilsa.
Right, for sure.
Right,
for sure.
That's
yeah.
Also.
Yeah. I agree. Agreed.
Are you saying the same about the Rav's idea here, or are you just using it to contrast?
I was just using it to contrast.
Right, because I think it's not...
Yeah.
It's not a din in Ketores.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I was using it...
And I don't remember, I didn't really see the piece inside so much, but kind of when I heard of it, he used it as an example in general for the din of Avodas Yom Kippur. Again, it's, again, this idea of the Shihios and
right.
The Pisos, and that you have to stick around for the Kiyumin to be ended.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I was.
That's not a din in Ketores per se. At least the way he said it.
Yeah, I was bringing the Rav to contrast it
with Rav.
With yeah, and I was bringing this idea from the Brisker Rav to highlight the differences. Not a din in the Shia, but a din in the Ketores itself. As opposed to the Rav, there's not necessarily a lie one way or the other
right.
To the difference in the actual Ketores itself.
Or be like between, right? It could be the Kinesi and Zia. You have the Nalavos.
meaning the fact that even the Shehiyah has something, you're saying.
Right. You could, I'm just saying, he didn't say what he said. He thought that was just a good raya for that general idea. That when it comes up on a Yom Kippur,
and the Taurus isn't about...
I mean, isn't the expedition in the smiling eyes Hashem wasn't, isn't the deal, well, he said it, wasn't the deal in the Taurus. It's a deal, it's a phenomenon in Seder HaKadosh Yom Kippur in general, that the cube, that the effects and so on are part of the expanded Bandara of the emotion.
Right. That is how he brings it in the piece, in the letter also. I
also.
Because he's not really talking about his father.
But
that doesn't
explain why you have...
So it's just not a din in Ketores, that's just a din. This right. Din in Ketores is exemplified. You could say differently, you could say it's a special din in Ketores.
Right.
But then, but where is the added shear of this Malay by Sasha?
So that
I
meaning...
Right,
right. So I think the Rav is assuming also like that, but he's saying the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to stay there has nothing to do with... That might just come from Kiba Anan, Neirah Lakavos, or whatever. That there's a din, that there needs to be Asham, but not necessarily that the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to stay there is because that's part of the avoda of the Ketores itself. Does that make sense?
Well, I thought it was part of the like Kenisa, Shehiya, Yetzirah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's what
that.
All the different experiments, because this is a kum, this Malabai is also, this is part of the mice, it's not a she or a. I'm also saying it's also kind of a shear of the Ketores of Yom Kippur. It would be a shear of the Ketores of Yom Kippur. But since there's an added cue of that, so that's a reason to stay there. Because even those cue are part of the they're not just make sure it happens. Yes, we've been suing for that. But it's not a din in Ketores of Yom Kippur being different than Ketores of Yom Kippur. One could have said that, but that's not how it appears there. It's not how it said. Just to believe it.
another place where we see this din of Mizmal Kol Bayis Kulo Ashan as being very important and maybe even part of the Maisa, the Ketores itself, is the Rambam in Perek Hey, Halacha Chaf Hey of Hilchos Avodos Yom Kippurim, says the following: Chiser min Ketores Echad Misamanea. O Mala Ashan, Chayv Misala, Shanemar Velo Yamos, Kiba Anan. So the Rambam says over here that there is a Chayv Misa for being Mala the Ketores the Lefnayim Lefnim, that's what he's speaking about in this context, without the Mala Ashan. Now this Rambam is a little controversial. So the Rambam earlier in Klei Mikdash, Perek Gimel, discusses these dinim of Mala Ashan and Chisar Samanea. It's very unclear what the Rambam holds when it comes to Ketores Kol Ashana. Is there a din Chisar Mala Ashan? If you're missing that one of the Samanim, if you're missing the Mala Ashan, are you chayv misa for that Kol Ashana? So I'm not going to get into this at length. I don't have so much to say about it. But there's a Mishnah Malach, let's say like a medium-sized Mishnah Melech over there, where he discusses this inyan, and he's going back and forth whether or not this is only a din on Yom Kippur, or is this a din by Kol Hashana Kula. There's a din if you're makter without the Mala Ashana, you chayev. The Rav actually, in a few places, discusses this issue, but I saw in Hari Kedem, he brings also from the Rav on this topic, that really there's two dinim. There's two dinim on Yom Kippurim of chiser min Ketores. And I saw also Brother Shem Rechaim like this, that there is an extra kepeda on the Mala Ashan when it comes to Yom Kippurim because of the din, as the Rambam seems to say, because it says v'lo yamas kiba ana. There's a special din on Yom Kippurim that there needs to be a create al yaday the Ketores itself. There needs to be the creation of the Ana. And therefore, Malashan is obviously very, very important. If it was Chisar Achim Misamanea, that would be one thing, because it's missing from the Chepta of the Ketores. But also, if you're missing the Malashan, that would be a big problem. And the way he says in Hari Kenem, actually, is that there's really two separate dinim. Number one is, let's say you were missing the Malashan, that would be a problem. Or if you're missing one of the Samanim, that would also be a problem. The Kol Ashana, he assumes maybe there might be an achiv for Chisar Mala Ashan on the Kol Ashana also. But let's say you have the Mala Ashan in there, and for some reason there's some malfunction, and it doesn't actually give off the Anan. So you had all the proper Saman. You had the Chefta, was right. Something happened, for some outside reason, there wasn't an Anan that came out of the Torah. So that would be fine, the Kol Ashana. But on Yom Kippur, there's an extra Kpeda that you need this special din of Mala Ashan. So again, we see integrating into the possibly the chefta of the Ketores, Dilifnai V'lifnim, again a difference, that there's a special kpedon, an extra one of the Samanim, that because there's such a need to create the Anan HaKetores, that already is a difference between the Ketores of Kol Ashana and the Ketores Dilifnai V'lifnim. I think this would probably fit very well with the Brisker Rav, where he's saying that part of the avoda of the Ketores Dilifnai V'lifnim is to create the Nismala Kolabai is Kulo Ashan, and Hagufa is part of the Avoda itself. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think he says Yechayev Nisa, because you were just.
Isn't he on this?
Right. I hear you saying. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Just to highlight... Okay, I think that's the end of the marble calls. Yeah, that's it. Just to highlight two other points that I came to realize after I wrote down the marble calls. And if you don't type it so that you can't add it in afterwards and resend it. So, one other place we see this difference is actually the next Rambam that I just closed. Sorry. Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Yom Kippur in Perek Hey Halacha Chav Vav says the following: Hikter min haketores shel kodesh hakadoshim kezayis beheichel chayiv misa. I'm going to read that again a little slower. Hikter min haketores shel kodesh hakadoshim kezayis beheichel chayiv misa. So if a person is makdir some of the ketores the lefnai v'lefnim in the heichel, he's chayiv misa. Because the Mishnah over there says it's the din of chutz. Of Haktar Bachutz. And in Makhtir, again, as we saw earlier in the Rambam, as long as it's a Kezayis Bachutz, like the Moshe of the Salvation explained, that as long as it's a Maisa Haktar and it's done Bachutz, then you're going to be Chayav. So many of the Achronim were bothered by the following few questions. Number one is here the Rambam says you're Chayav Misa, which sounds like you're Chayav Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Chiyav Bachutz is a Chiyav Karis. So already that's hard to say that's what the Rambam means here, that you're Chayav for Chutz. If it's the wrong punishment. So that's number one. Number two is that Rav points out that l'chora the din of chutz only applies outside of the heichel. He thinks he has raya's that. Excuse me, outside of the azara. I'm sorry, outside of the azara. Here you're just not being makter it in the kodesh hakadoshim, but you're still even within the heichel. Forget about the azara. You're still in the heichel. So maybe there's no chiyuv chutz when you're still b'makom kadosh. The other ha'ara that the Rambam makes. So what exactly is going on here in this halacha of the Rambam? Where does this chiyuv misa come from? And what exactly is this? So
what gives it the status of Ketores de Lifnai
V'lifnim? That's a good question.
Sorry.
The Chafina maybe? Daka min Adaka might? Depending on the beginning of the Chaburah. So here the Rambam in Chiddush HaGram Vagrid, and they write here Kanira Me'agrid, I think because he quotes Avi Mori Hagon Rav Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, so that's a good dead giveaway. So here the Rav says the following. Valkar Chanir, the Shita Ramami, the Chiyav Misa shall velo yamus, he quotes from Rav Chaim that this din of Chiyav Misa is a special din. Just like there's a din that you have to do the Ketores, the Lefnai V'Lefnim, and if you're Mishana in any of the Seder Avodas, there's a Chiyuv Misa, V'lo Yamos. So this V'lo Yamos also applies to this day of being Makdir Bachutz, in the Heichel. So here the Rav says that it doesn't mean anywhere in the Heichel. There's a specific Isser with a Chiyuv Misa to bring the Ketores, the Lefnai V'Lefnim, on the Mizbeach HaKetores. It's a special din that to take the ketores de lefnai v'lefnin and turn it in to a regular chiyuv, regular haketores haketores de hechel, that is a din in v'lo yamos. That's a shinui in the avoda of the ketores de lefnai v'lefnin. It's a special din in this ketores de lefnai v'lefnin that to then take the ketores de lefnai v'lefnin and be makriv it as a regular ketores de hechel, you're chayav. So this really highlights the difference between the two. Because what we're saying, there's a special chiyuv misa for trying to turn the ketores de lefnai v'lefnin into a regular haketores haketores, you're chayav. And I thought it's meduyuk, that's why you're chayav b'kizayis, not chayav in the lo chafna. Just like the Brisker Rav explained earlier, that the shear of the ketores de hechel is just a maisa haketara. The shear for turning the ketores de lefnai v'lefnin into the ketores de hechel is a dafka of the kizayis. Because as long as you're doing a maisa haketara, that already shows that that's enough to do the maisa avoda of the ketores de hechel. So that already very clearly highlights this difference between the two ketores. One other place where you see this distinction... oh, yeah, sorry.
I understand how that's coming from
Eloyamos. So, the way he says it here, Ushnei dinim nemru because of v'nasen es haktaris ala esh lefnei Hashem. Echad, demakam haktaris haktaris hu bekodesh hakadoshim, v'yimshina mekomo az chiser kiyam haktara. That's the din of the tzedukah, of doing it outside the kodesh hakadoshim. Bez, Chiyuv misa b'fnei atzma shenamer b'miyuchad al maisa haktara behechel. So that din of v'nasan as haktaris ala esh lefnei Hashem, it has to be done lefnei Hashem. So nichlal in that din that it must be done lefnei Hashem is number one, not to do it like the tzedukim, and number two, to do it lefnei Hashem as opposed to behechel. And he quotes other places in the Rambam where behechel means the mizbeach haktara specifically referring to that. So that's where it comes from. So, because I think he's saying, if you would just bring it mimlo chafnov, you just put it somewhere in the heichal and do it, then you're not chayav misa.
So shir kizayis is only on the
mimlo. I think so. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah. So that really highlights this chilik. Yeah. More.
I apologize. Maybe you addressed this at the beginning of the Hura. I apologize for my tardiness. No. Is document a daka puzzle for?
Yeah, so we weren't sure. We were down on that, and we weren't so sure. I saw the only place I saw was the Mir Chassan Rav, and he says that because of chuka, it is ma'akiv. What are you talking about? Sorry,
yeah. Is document a daka puzzle for?
For the Ktoris to call Hashanah.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think in the Seder of the Shchikas Samanim, there's an additional two times that they would be Shochikas Samanim, once in the summer, once in the winter. I don't know that it's necessarily possible to do it a third time. To do it another time is not necessarily going to possible, but I'm not sure. Sorry.
Because if it's not possible, then you have to, then that won't necessarily determine
what... Which is the Thursday. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure. It's a good shout. Okay. That's one other place, additional place. The other place, in the Tosas on Mem Hamid Beis, I think Yoni mentioned this in his Chaburah when he was speaking about the Esh HaMizbeach. So there, I'm not going to get into the Cheshbon right now, but the Gemara assumes that Nemra Esh B'Ktoris. It's the problem that it doesn't actually say the word Esh when it comes to the Ktoris. So where do we see that? So Tosas says, by Korach. It says, Ata Ba'aron Ish Machtoso Utnu Ba'en Esh V'Sim Alein Ktoris. So it says Esh over there. So Rashash is bothered. Why do we have to find the pasuk by Korach? The Korach said Esh by Ktoris earlier by Nadav Aviu. They were makter of Esh Zara lefnei Hashem. So it has a din. It has a lashon Esh when it comes to the Ktoris. So Rashash says, no, you can't bring a raya from there because that's talking about the Ktoris to lefnei lefnim. And that's it. He doesn't explain why you can't bring a raya from one to the other. So Chora highlights this nekuda of the distinction between the ketores that's brought lefnai v'lefnim and the ketores that's brought in the heichal. So that's just another marmokum. Okay, so just the chazer quickly what we have until now, and then hopefully we'll try to give some hezber b'davar, see how it goes. So Again, we started off just going through the Seder Avodah. We had Dakam and Adak, we had a Shaila, whether it's Din of the Chefza or it's Din of the Maisa from the Brisker Rav. We thought at first that would be a great Raya to show that even Bechefza, these two things are different. But we showed from Brisker Rav that maybe it's really a Din in the Maisa of the Haktaris, Haktaris, Lefnag, Lefnim, that there must be a Shtika done earlier. But we saw from the Rav that the Rav suggested, based on the Dukim and Rambam, that no, it is a Din in the Ketaris itself, based on those Rambams that we saw in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Then we moved on to the Chataris Kechalim, where we had some conflicting evidence over here, that whether or not either B'kol HaShana, it has Chashivas, in addition to the Chataris Kechalim on Yom HaKippurim, for Lefnag, Lefnim. We had some evidence that maybe even on Yom HaKippurim itself, there's a difference between the Ketaris Lefnag, Lefnim and the Ketaris Heichal, or possibly giving some extra chashivas to the Ketaris in the Heichal on Yom HaKippurim. So maybe Dafka on Yom HaKippurim it would have chashivas, but maybe not Kol HaShana. So there's some conflicting evidence there whether the Chataris Kechalim is the same on Yom HaKippurim for Kol HaShana. Then we had the Dinim of Knisa highlighting again, and then this is where it got even more meaty, was the Dinim of the Shema and the Shem Bailim, the Iker Chilik between the Maisa Haktara when it comes to specifically the Haktara, the Heichal, as opposed to by Yom HaKippurim, maybe there's a din of a carbon sibur type of din when it comes to the Ketaris, the Lefnai, and Lefnim, and that's why maybe there's a din Kapara and a din Lashma and Lashem Bailam, and who the Chiv is on might be different. We spoke about the Shir of Melochavnav, as opposed to the Shir when it comes to Pras and Mana and Kezias by the Ketaris, the Lefnai, and Lefnim, and the Ketaris, the Heichal. And then we mentioned from the Brisker Rav these dinim of Nismala Kolabayis Kulu Ashan, that there's a separate special din when it comes to the dinim of the Avoda of the Ketaris Dilfnai Belefnim to create the Mala Ashan. And then we add our additional two extra cases. So what's the pshat? So this is something that was bothering me as I was preparing this. So we have all these, a lot of differences, a lot of similarities. Is it the same? Is it different? What's going on and what's behind the whole thing? So when I was speaking to a Rosenzweig about this, I suggested that the psukim, when it comes to the din of when it comes to the whole avodah of Yom HaKippurim, the first thing that's mentioned is ki va'anan eirah lakaparis, and it sounds like the tachlis of the seder avodas hayom is to reach ki va'anan eirah lakaparis. Sounds like that's the first thing that's mentioned. Some of the Rishonim there say that it's not referring to the Ketaris Lefnai Lefnim at all. But if you look in the Ramban and others, they assume that that pasuk of Ki Ba'anan Eirah LaKapores is Moshe. Tell Aaron HaKohen to prepare. He's gonna do a lot of stuff. Ki Ba'anan Eirah LaKapores. That's almost like the tachlis and the goal of the whole Seder, Avodas Hayom, is to create a situation of Ki Ba'anan Eirah LaKapores. And I was thinking that this idea of the Anan is usually representative of Hashras HaShchina. As we see, when Moshe Rabbeinu finishes putting up the Mishkan, he can't enter the Ol Moed because of the Anan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is seen and is felt by the presence of the Anan over the Ol Moed. And here too, the Kiva Anan Eirah LaKapores is almost a symbol of bringing Hashras HaShchina into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the life of the Kohen Gadol, and on behalf of Kal Yisrael, representing Kal Yisrael, to be in a state of Lifnei Hashem, of Kiva Anan Eirah LaKapores, being able to stay in the Makom HaMikdash, despite, almost because of, and despite of that tremendous Hashras HaShchina. I was thinking that maybe, let's keep going a little bit on this idea. This would also highlight the fact that the tachlis of Yom HaKippurim is, as the Kohen Gadol repeats over and over again in the Seder Avodah, is Kiva Yom HaZeh Yichaper Alechem Netar Esvem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The whole Avodah Hayom is to create a situation of being Lifnei Hashem. And the Anan that's created Al Yidei, the Haktaras Haktaras, is really representing that Hashras HaShchina, the Makom HaMikdash. Also, my other option for Chabura topics, like I was trying to cram one in, was Vidui. So I was reading up a little bit on the Viduim, the Inyanim. So the Rav also did say, he was Masbir, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol says, Ana Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Poshati. And the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah also says that that's the Seder of Vidui. Ana Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Poshati. The Minchas Chinuch is very bothered, where do we learn one from the other? How do you know, just because the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim says Ana Hashem, how do you know that that applies B'kol Hashana? And another R is, what do the words even mean? You say, please Hashem, I messed up. There's like the sentence structure just doesn't really work. What are you diving for? What are you asking from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And then you say, Chatasi Aviz B'Shavi. So the Rav actually explained that no, the Ana Hashem there is not a Bakasha. Bakasha's, we're not asking for anything there. What it is the whole tachlis of Shuvah is Ana Hashem, is that I would like to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Lifnei Hashem. Chet is representative of being far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shuva is Ana Hashem, is of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kapara Sayom is Al Yidei, the coming close and being in a place of Lifnei Hashem. I was thinking that this maybe is Lipshat in the Tzedukim, where there's such a focus on the fact that we can't do like the Tzedukim, the Shvua, such an emphasis on making sure that the Kohen Gadol doesn't do like the Tzedukim. Like, why is that so important? So I was thinking that some of the Rishonim actually say that the idea of Kibbutz Ana Ne'ira LaKaporis is actually that it's almost to mask the Shechina, that the Kohen Gadol is not able to be in close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he therefore has to darken the room. You got some smoke involved, so that he can't see or come so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I was thinking that maybe the idea is, if I care, because if that's the idea, so then to do like the Tzukim like makes a lot of sense. You should do the Ketores outside, so that you don't spend any time in the Kodesh HaKadoshim without the Ketores. That's number one. And number two is, why would there be a din that you should stay in there until you finish Nismah L'Kol HaBayis Kulo Ashen? Obviously, you should throw it on there and run out. Nismah L'Kol HaBayis Kulo Ashen when you're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like, why would there be such a kpeda? It's the opposite of the tachlis. So maybe the pshat is, this is a little bit of a drush, but maybe the pshat is that the tzduki thinks that he can't come so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't actually be in a place of Ashras HaShechina like that. And there's such an emphasis on Yom HaKippurim that no, fakir, you have to do dafka not like the tzedukim. Because the Kohen Gadol, as representing all of Klal Yisrael, is actually the one who is able to bring Hashras HaShechina into the world, and he's able to actually stay in the place of the Makam Hashras HaShechina. And through his actions, bring the Ketores, which represents the Hashras HaShechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into that place, and he's able to stay dafka. He has to stay, as opposed to the tzedukim. He has to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's Torah Baal Peh also. It's the same idea. Yom Kippur, that's mamish, that we can come close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah Baal Peh. It's good shmak, right? So maybe that's part of the Indian. And I thought, if this is the pshat, so then that also gives a maimid to all the other chalakim of the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. Specifically, the Chatayis Gechalim. Let's say the Chatayis Gechalim of the Ketores Dehechel, the Kol Hashana. So, Lechora, that's only a Hekshar Mitzvah. Especially if you learn like this Gerav, that the din of the Haktaris is really just a Maisa Haktar Ba'alma, to be Makdir the Ketores on the Mizbeach Hazav. So, the Gechalim are not really part of that Bechlal. You just need some hot thing in order to put the Ketores on. But the Maisa Haktara of placing the Ketores on the Gecholim, that itself is the Iker Maisa Haktara. And the Gecholim is really just a Hechitimse in order to have that place where you can do the Maisa Haktara. But on Yom Kippur, if the Iker is to create specifically the Anan, the whole Avodas Haktaris Delefnai Velefnim is to create this Ashras Hashchina, so then the Gecholim are just as integral of a part of that creation of the Anan as the Ketores itself. You can only make an Anan Al Yidei Samanim and Gecholim. So the Maimid of the Seder Avodas that are so highlighted in the Gemara on Memches and Mebez and the Tosas in there and the Lashonos, giving it a shame carbon of the Ketores Lefnai Lefnim, so maybe that also is because of this idea. Because there's a certain avoda that's necessary for the Kohen Gadol to do, to bring the Ashras HaShechina, and to represent the Kibbutz Ana Ne'ira LaKaporis, so he dafka needs a maimed of both the Chatayis Gechalim, which itself is part of the, as Tosis seems to say, like the Chafina Arichta, just like getting the Ketores is important, so too getting the Gechalim is also part of the Seder Avodah. It's it's like the Shechita where you are now distinguishing between what is going to be used as your carbon for the Ketores, the Lefnayim, and Lefnim. And again, the Knesos also, and the Holacha, the Din Holacha of the carbon, because of this Tachlis of creating a makam of Asheras HaShechina, maybe is what gives the Ketores de Lefnayim Lefnim its special status, not only as a Maisa Akhtara, but actually as a Seder Avodas Hayom. Just like the Avodas that we do in the Beis HaMikdash are a type of bringing more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, so too it's highlighted in this very extreme way on Yom HaKippurim by the Kohen Gadol, again, who has to stay in the makam of Asheras HaShechina on behalf of Klai Yisrael. He's the person who's able to go so close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why there are all these chilukim. Just to get back to the chafina, where we had a shayla before, for a zar to be chayiv, he has to bring melo chafnav. So the Achronim are very bothered, what's with the shir melo chafnav there? Whose melo chafnav is he bringing? If it's the melo chafnav of the Kohen Gadol, so that it's going to be nifsal once it enters the hands of the zar. And if he's the one doing the chafina, so it's the wrong shir. So maybe the pshat is, again, Rabbi mentioned this in Moshe's Chavura, that maybe perhaps the chafina is actually to personalize the avoda, to connect the Maisa Akhtara to the Kohen Gadol himself. So maybe, if you understand like that, so maybe that also is part of the chiv of the Tzar. That for the Tzar to take the Melo Chafnav of his own Melo Chafnav and be machnis that, lefnai v'lefnim, and to be machtir, so that's almost saying that he is on that status, he's personalizing his own Ketores to be machtir lefnai v'lefnim, and that's enough already to be machayvim midin zar. So that's the suggestion. I know it sounds like it's my last chabura. I should now thank everyone after my drush.
Just getting started.
Yeah, exactly. So this is my last of my two rounds, I guess. Oh. Next year is all I want to hear. But so that's the suggestion. I'm not sure if I got a little too much of the drush there at the end, but I think the machshava makes sense. So that would maybe is the pshat behind why there are all these differences between the Ketores de Lefnayim Lefnim and the Ketores de Eichel. So we got the Lumbus and the Machshon is like a Shabbos Agalo type of a Shabbos Shubi Josh.